This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanew. Who doesn't have rich childhood memories of playing board games, especially around the holidays? Artist and Fontbonne professor Tim Liddy recalls the Monopoly and Risk marathons of his youth. But to Liddy, board games are much more than a pastime. Since 2006, they've been the subject of his paintings on copper, making statements about American culture like Battleship. Released in 1967 with its cover image of a father and son playing while mother and daughter do the dishes. Liddy is one of two local artists chosen for a national exhibition at Crystal Bridges Museum in Bentonville, Arkansas. Liddy's work there includes Pistolette, a game with an image of a gun inspired by a surrealist painter, and a pink box called The Horror. Liddy tells St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler some of his pieces stem from real games, while others are born of his imagination.
I would never say which ones were which, and it was kind of interesting how many people would look at a game that was totally fictional and say, hey, I used to have that game, and I would just nod and say, yeah, that was a fun game, you know?
So do you ever run into any copyright issues with this?
The first show I had was in New York at O.K. Harris, and I was worried about the copyright, and I asked Ivan Karp, who ran the gallery. He passed a couple years ago, but he was, you know, the first one to show Andy Warhol in Rauschenberg, and Warhol was doing the soup cans at the time, and he told me in a very blunt and brief way, if Warhol could do soup cans, you don't have to worry about this, you know? Right now, Hasbro owns Milton Bradley. They bought Milton Bradley. They bought Parker Brothers and a couple other companies that made these games. And I tried just to reach out to them and tell them about what I'm doing because I thought they'd be interested. But also another reason, it's like, could I get sued in this? And I could not get anybody to look at my work because they thought I was looking for a job. Or I was looking to sell pieces, you know. I said, no, I'm not. I just want you guys to be aware of what I'm doing. And I couldn't get past the secretary. It's kind of amazing.
You have a piece in the Crystal Bridges show that bears resemblance or takes inspiration from Magritte's The Treachery of Images. Could you describe briefly what the Magritte painting shows?
It shows a pipe in profile, extreme profile. At the top, in French, it says, this is not a pipe. And he was trying to say, of course, this is not really, it's a painting. It's not a pipe at all. And whatever it represents, that pipe represents, is up to the viewer to kind of figure that out. I tried to find something similar to the pipe. It's a Derringer pistol. It's in profile, and then it's just like in Matisse's, Magritte's piece would be written in French. It says, this is not a gun. Yeah, because it isn't a gun, you know. I thought that the image of a gun, I think, is the most important thing. It's like, what do you, when you see the image of the gun, what does it relate to? Your fears? Does it relate to this charge of protecting this originalist amendment of protecting your rights with in the Constitution, or is it a game? So you can look at it in a humorous way. When you read the fine print on it, like it's for youth to adult, you know, where is that age between somebody being able to use a gun and not be able to, or being educated to use a gun? That was the important thing with that piece.